Welcome to episode 1069 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today, we grapple with 7 questions about the creation.
What does it mean that God is the creator? The Bible consistently emphasizes God's role as the creator of all things, a truth exemplified in Isaiah 40, verse 28, which describes the Lord as the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. The creation account in Genesis highlights the unique nature of God's creative act, distinguishing it from human creativity, which involves reshaping existing materials. God, in contrast, created ex nihilo out of nothing, as affirmed in Colossians 1 verse 16. The first verse in Genesis declares God created the heavens and the earth, implying their non-existence prior to this divine act. Through his spoken word, God brought forth light and formed the universe. Exodus 20 verse 11 further emphasizes the 6 days of creation, highlighting God's power and authority over time and space. As the creator, God is the all-wise originator and designer of all things, as expressed in Psalm 104, verse 24. While most of creation was brought forth through God's spoken word, the creation of humanity involved a unique element. God formed Adam from the dust of the ground and breathed life into him, while Eve was fashioned from Adam's rib. This distinction highlights the special connection between humanity and the divine, setting humans apart from the rest of creation. Is it foolish to believe in creation? This might be the contention of atheists. However, Scripture describes those who deny God's existence as fools. It asserts that creation itself provides undeniable evidence of a creator, leaving humanity without excuse for disbelief. However, biblical foolishness does not imply a lack of intellect. Evolutionary scientists, for example, demonstrate considerable intelligence. Rather, foolishness signifies a failure to align knowledge with a proper understanding of God. As Proverbs 1 verse 7 states, true knowledge begins with reverence for the Lord, while rejecting wisdom and discipline is the mark of a fool. Why are there two different creation stories in Genesis chapters 1 and 2? The opening of Genesis presents two distinct accounts of creation, beginning with the familiar declaration in Genesis 1, verse 1. A seemingly different narrative emerges in Genesis 2, verse 4, leading some to believe these accounts contradict each other. However, a closer examination reveals that they describe the same creation event from different perspectives, with no discrepancies in the order of creation. Genesis 1 provides a comprehensive overview of the 6 days of creation, culminating in God's rest on the seventh day. Genesis 2, on the other hand, focuses specifically on the events of the sixth day, offering a more detailed account of the creation of humanity and the Garden of Eden. These narratives complement each other, providing a richer understanding of God's creative work, without any inherent contradiction. What was God doing before the creation of the universe? The concept of God's eternal existence, independent of creation, can be challenging for our finite minds to grasp. However, the Bible offers glimpses into this reality. John 1:1 reveals that Jesus, the Word, existed in the beginning with God and was God, indicating the pre-incarnate Christ's intimate union with the Father. This eternal relationship is further emphasized in John 17, verse 5, where Jesus speaks of the glory he shared with the Father before the world began. The Holy Spirit's presence before creation is also evident in Genesis 1, verse 2, where the Spirit is depicted hovering over the face of the primordial waters. This establishes the existence of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, before the beginning of time. Scripture suggests that God experienced complete joy and fulfillment within this perfect Trinitarian fellowship, as expressed in Psalm 16 verse 11, which speaks of the joy and pleasures found in God's presence. Therefore, before creating the universe, God existed in a state of absolute satisfaction and joyful communion within the Trinity. While Scripture hints at discussions regarding humanity's redemption, the full extent of their eternal interactions remains a mystery. Why weren't Adam and Eve created at the same time? The creation narrative in Genesis 2 presents Adam's creation followed by a period of solitude before Eve is formed. This sequence suggests a deliberate intention behind God's timing. Genesis 2 verse 20 highlights Adam's role in naming the animals, but notes that, for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. This implies that God wanted Adam to experience aloneness before providing him with a companion, emphasizing the profound need for human connection. Eve, created from Adam's rib, is described as a helper, signifying a relationship of mutual support and interdependence. This act of creation underscores the one-flesh unity between man and woman, highlighting their inherent need for companionship. Had Adam and Eve been created simultaneously, the significance of their companionship might have been less apparent. By separating their creation, God draws attention to the not-good state of man's solitary existence, emphasizing the essential role of community in human life. Note that this is the only thing about creation that God acknowledges is not good. The Genesis account avoids portraying either Adam or Eve as superior, instead highlighting their interdependence and equality within God's good creation. The chapter concludes with God's blueprint for marriage, establishing the union between man and woman as a reflection of the original pattern established in creation. Did Adam and Eve have navels or belly buttons? The navel, or belly button, is a scar resulting from the detachment of the umbilical cord that connects a fetus to its mother. This scar marks the point where the cord was attached during gestation. Since Adam and Eve were not born in the conventional sense, but rather formed directly by God, Adam from dust and Eve from Adam's rib, as described in Genesis 2, they would not have had umbilical cords or the resulting navel scars. Therefore, it's reasonable to conclude that Adam and Eve likely did not have belly buttons. They were uniquely created without the need for a physical connection to a mother during development. While the Bible doesn't explicitly address this anatomical detail, the absence of a traditional birthing process suggests that Adam and Eve were the only humans in history without navels. How old is the Earth? The Bible provides explicit guidance on essential matters of faith and morality, while remaining less detailed on other topics. This principle, often summarized as "the main things are the plain things," applies to the question of Earth's age, which is not explicitly addressed in Scripture. Attempts to determine Earth's age fall on a spectrum between biblical and scientific literalism, each with its own set of assumptions. One approach interprets the creation account in Genesis literally, leading to an estimated age of roughly 6,000 years. Another relies on scientific methods like radiometric dating and geological analysis, suggesting an age of 4 to 5 billion years. Both approaches have limitations. Theologically, there are varying interpretations of the creation account and the genealogies in Genesis. Scientifically, dating methods have limitations, and geological and cosmological models rely on assumptions and interpretations. It is crucial to acknowledge these limitations and avoid claiming absolute certainty for either viewpoint. Ultimately, the chronological age of Earth remains unprovable. While both young Earth and old Earth perspectives can be reconciled with Christian faith, it is essential to prioritize trust in the authority and truth of God's Word over any specific interpretation. Creating division over this issue is unnecessary, as both viewpoints can coexist within the broader framework of Christian belief. As we've explored these fascinating questions surrounding creation, one central theme emerges. God, as the Creator, stands supreme, His power and wisdom evident in every aspect of the universe. Whether contemplating the age of the Earth, the unique formation of humanity, or the mysteries of God's eternal existence, we are invited to approach these topics with humility and a deep reverence for the authority of Scripture. While differing interpretations may exist, our focus should remain on the unchanging truth of God's Word and His sovereign hand in all of creation.
Father, we stand in awe of your creative power, your wisdom that knows no bounds. Thank you for the gift of creation, for the beauty and complexity of the world around us. Help us to see your hand in all things, and to live each day with a heart of gratitude and wonder. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.